Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, aid organisations are today sounding the alarm on the intensified bombing in the north of Gaza, as well as new mass forced displacement orders impacting an estimated 400,000 people. A Gaza-based charity, Jazur, who are a partner with Oxfam, have been providing vital support for pregnant women in Gaza before and during the conflict. Jumana El-Khalihi is a representative from the group and she joins us now from Gaza. And Jumana, you're very welcome to the programme. We might start with breaking news. Reuters reporting that the death toll from an Israeli airstrike on a school that was sheltering displaced people in central Gaza, that death toll has now reached at least 28 people. That includes women and children. I know earlier Palestinian medical officials had said the strike killed at least 21 people and they had said that the toll was likely to rise. What do you know about that strike?
Well, the situation here in the northern Gaza is extremely difficult, especially specifically in Jabalia and Beit Hanun, as Israeli forces continue their aerial and artillery strike in the northern area. The safety of the people, including children, women, and elderly people with disability, is in a severe risk. And also, they are bombing the homes, the medical points, and also the IDB center. However, I am far away, around 5 kilometers, but I can feel the vibration of the bombings and I can hear the sound very well. Also, a friend of mine, he is located in Jabalia. He told me that they are trapped in their home with no access to the basic needs from food and water. And it's very difficult. I can't feel and imagine the situation because I feel the same situation before.
When did you feel the same situation before?
During last December, I have been trapped and a lot of bombings were around us, and we were forced to evacuate our home.
Can you tell me about the bombing and how it has affected your operations in northern Gaza?
Yeah, sure. As you know, all of the borders are located in the northern Gaza. So our aid operations are paused right now since more than 1 month. We cannot have any humanitarian assistance from the borders. And as you know, I work in Oxfam. In Oxfam and all of the humanitarian assistance, it is difficult to bring the humanitarian assistance here in the northern area. Specifically, during the already famine exists in this area. So it's very difficult and it's hard. And we need to continue our work because it's really needed.
And can you tell me a little bit about your work and how it is affecting then the children and the elderly, the pregnant women who are living in your shelters?
About our work, we are working with the vulnerable group of children and women and giving them all of the protection services, all of the needed psychological support. And now all of these things are paused due to what is going right now.
Has equipment been damaged?
Yes. Equipment been damaged, and the medical points of Jazur also have been bombed.
And what about staff members? Have staff members also been injured?
Yes. I'm talking to the staff member of Jazur. They get injured here, unfortunately. And they hope they will get soon. They will get well soon.
Okay. And in terms of the aid then, that as you say, it's not getting in and there's problems getting aid, what availability do you have? What resources do you have available to you in terms of food, water and medical supplies?
Right now we just have what is already there, and it will be out of the store as soon as possible. So we need the continuous support, the continuing humanitarian assistance. I'm sure that after a few days we will be out of store from everything we have.
So within a few days, you would expect to be running out of all food, water and medical supplies?
Already we are out. Yeah, we don't have any food or hygiene items here, humanitarian assistance. We already have water. And I think it needs for other resources like fuel, and will be out of resources soon.
So how are people managing with no food and with such sparse supplies, children and pregnant women?
Yes, as you as many of people know that we have faced the severe famine during the first month of this year, and we faced the most challenging situation. But we now we are relying on the canned food and some flour, but it's very, very expensive right now. And I don't know after a few weeks what will happen if there is no any humanitarian assistance entered to the north in Gaza specifically.
And for those children and women that you're looking after, are you down to one meal a day, or are people able to have regular meals in the day, even if it is canned food?
No, they rely on, according to our researches and according to our monitoring activities, the calculation said that only 15% of the population here from children and women rely on 2 meals a day. Only 15%.
So 85% of people are down to one meal a day.
And the 1 meal itself, it's not sufficient.
Can I ask you about the mass displacement orders that were have been issued by the Israeli Defense Forces, targeting the remaining Palestinians who are living in northern Gaza, ordering them to leave and go south? How is that affecting the attempt to provide humanitarian aid?
We are now just afraid that this will continue to other locations like after Jabalia, and because of the massive or because of the high evacuation orders, we are not able to meet the needs of the people here because the safe places or the safe places right now are very crowded, and we cannot meet all of their needs right now. So it's very difficult.
Is there anywhere safe for people to go in Gaza?
Not at all.
And how are you doing, having had the year that you've had? How are you coping?
For us, or for me specifically, I just live my day with no thoughts about what will happen tomorrow, because I know that, like what happened before 3 days, before 3 days, we just woke up in a very massive bombings in Jabalia, and we are afraid that tomorrow will be our turn, and I hope it will not.
Manna, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you can stay safe and continue the work that you're doing there.
Thank you.